Perfect People by Peter James. Read by Claire Corbett. Chapter 1. Late on an April afternoon, 30 nautical miles east of Cape Cod, a wind-blown young couple with luggage and worried faces are standing on the helicopter deck of a converted cruise liner, gripping the handrail. Both of them know it is too late for doubts. The Serendipity Rose is 40 years old, her dents and cracks and rivets caked in paint like makeup on an old tart's face. As she ploughs through the freshening sea, a Panamanian flag of convenience crackling from her stern, her single yellow funnel trails a ribbon of smoke that is shredded in seconds by the wind. Making just sufficient way to keep the stabilizers working, she's not in any hurry. She's not heading towards any destination. She's just meandering around safely beyond the 12 nautical mile limit of the territorial waters of the United States, safely beyond the reaches of U.S. federal law. John Clarkson, in a fleece-lined jacket, chinos and leather yachting shoes, is in his mid-30s and has about him the rugged air of a mountaineer or an explorer, rather than the academic he is. 6 feet tall, lean and strong, with short blonde hair and gentle blue eyes behind small oval glasses, he has a good-looking, serious face, with resolute Nordic features and a light Californian tan. His wife, Naomi, concentrating to keep her balance, is huddled up in a long camel coat over a jumper, jeans and crepe-soled black suede boots. Her fair hair is styled in a fashionable mid-length blousy cut, the tangled strands batting over her attractive face, accentuating the slight tomboy look she has about her, although her complexion is considerably paler at the moment than normal. Yards above their heads.